This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So let's talk about registries. There's a story about an animal abuse registry, Mark, that you're going to be telling us about. But first, news out of Denver. CBS Denver is that a judge, federal court judge, has found that the sex offender registry, the public sex offender registry in the state of Colorado, is unconstitutional. And that's a big headline. The story here from CBS 4.
Yeah, I think just about every state has one of these sex offender registries. And I have said that I believe that they're unconstitutional. And the reason that I would say that that's the case is that they're essentially an ex post facto kind of extension of your sentence.
Right. A lifetime in a lot of cases.
Right. People. If you're sentenced by a judge to a certain sentence, whatever that sentence might be, they can't add on to that sentence just because they feel like it.
Well, the argument would be that that's part of the sentence.
Sure. That would be the argument.
Yeah.
And so far, that argument has flown. But when they say that you can't live in specific areas, in some places in Florida, there's stories of these you basically can't live in town because they've made a circle around every church, around every playground, around every school, around everything, essentially. But sex offenders are relegated to, small little enclaves.
Yeah, there was a group of them living under a bridge somewhere.
Right.
And then there was another group living, I think we're talking about Florida still, they were living, like, in a trailer park. And
so,
it turned into, like, the sex offender trailer park. Because it was outside of all those circles you were talking about.
Right. So you can't tell me that's not a sentence. Right? Like, you can't be in a particular place is a form of confinement. Right? Like, it's a it's an exclusion kind of situation. Prison, you can't be outside of this particular fenced-in area. House arrest, you can't be outside of your home on these particular times. You know, probation, you must be in at these particular times. And the sex offender registry, you mayn't live within these circles, and you have to call in if you want to do this, that, or the other. It's a sentence. And to extend somebody's sentence without a judge doing it is, frankly, the best I can tell, unconstitutional.
Story here says a federal court judge has called the public sex offender registry cruel and unusual punishment. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation posts a list of registered sex offenders required under the law. It contains names, pictures, addresses, descriptions, and more, and readily available to anyone on the Internet. But for now, federal judge Richard Match has found that to be a violation of the U.S. Constitution. He wrote that the public has been given the, quote, power to inflict punishments beyond those imposed through the courts.
Okay.
Quote.
So I don't know that it qualifies as cruel and unusual, but all right. I mean, he and I agree on that point.
Allison Ruttenberg.
It's certainly not unusual. It's happening all over the country.
The attorney for the sex offenders told CBS 4, Rick Salinger, that they were often scarred for life because of all the public information available on the convicted criminals.
And this is another aspect to this is, look, I understand why people might want, the most hardened and terrible of sex offenders on some kind of registry. But, I mean, these people often range from somebody who decided to pee behind a tree someplace and, got caught doing it. Or
indecent exposure.
Yeah. Up to somebody who, was having sex with their underage girlfriend with just, too much of a time frame in between.
Yep. So that's called statutory rape.
Yep, statutory rape. To somebody who made a bad choice and isn't going to make that choice again, right? Like, it's understandable that you are upset about it, but the fact that it is a sex crime as opposed to any other crime, I mean, everything's got a victim, right? I mean, well, impose the sentence.
Not and, everything.
Okay. Real crimes have victims.
Peeing behind a tree does not. Right.
Not in to my mind, shouldn't be anything but a violation. Yeah. Right. Like the most you should be able to do to somebody, you know, the law as it stands today, the most they should be able to do to somebody who's taking a leak in an unauthorized area should be to give them a ticket. You know, like spitting on the sidewalk kind of ticket.
So, yeah, I think they should leave them alone, unless they are urinating on somebody else's property. Like, if you're peeing on the side of, you know, the front of somebody's building in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, that's a property rights violation. But if you're on public land and, you know, in the woods or something like that, who cares? Or you pulled off to the side of the road and, you know, you're peeing in the woods. Who cares?
Yeah, it would be a very unusual crime, you know, for where I consider urination to be some kind of sex crime. I mean,
we actually had a situation a few years ago where we were, I think, we got pulled over when I had the old police cruiser. And David, who's a sometime caller to this show, was with us. I think we were going up to Concord or something like that. And he had to go. So he was up in the trees and the you know, going, and the cop actually came up. And he said something about it. He called it effluence, which I guess is the legal term for the springing forth of something from a place. Like, and he didn't arrest him for it or ticket him for it. So it's nice when common sense comes into play.
Yeah, here in New Hampshire, where everything's rural, it doesn't make much sense. I mean, you know, show me a victim. Right. This is what would be the question.
Well, the state of New Hampshire would be the victim, is what they would claim. If that actually went to trial, then they would claim the state was the victim. The peace and dignity of the state was victimized by your action.
You know, you're dealing with a bunch of lying fools protecting their job when they have to claim that the peace and dignity of a particular place is the victim.
Yeah, dirt, of an imaginary thing.
Rocks and trees have been victimized by the human primate urine as opposed to bear urine.
Ian and Mark, I would like to say that as an anarchist, I'm a big fan of ostracism. So yeah. I think that this approach to really any kind of crime, but sex crimes is just fine. This kind of approach.
You think the sex registry is fine?
I think it's fine, except that whenever the state screws up everything it touches.
Sure.
So I think in the absence of the state paying attention to sex criminals, the people wouldn't just sit by and do nothing. They would come up with their own solutions.
You think a similar, perhaps, market-based solution where certain people who want to keep an eye on certain sex offenders would find the funding in order to be able to pay for whatever kind of resources they would need to do that?
I think they would have to compete for those resources, and that would tend to make them better at everything they do.
That's true. But also, one of the major things that would be different, and we don't know how they would innovate, because you're right. I mean, the competition would lead to innovation and cost reductions and things like that. But right now, what the state has going for it, as far as, you know, making sure its files are up to date, is they can threaten violence against these guys. I'm sure they're mostly men. I'm sure there are, though, some female sex offenders.
Sure.
They can threaten violence against these folks if they don't update them with, oh, you're moving somewhere? Well, if you don't tell us, then we're going to throw you back in a cage.
Right. So that's effectively probation for the rest of their life.
That's true. But the you know, any kind of market-based solution wouldn't have the ability to compel compliance. So they would have to, you know, really kind of pay close attention to these people and where they're living and...
I think we got a lot of people who are happy to do that.
I imagine that's the case. I would go so far as to say a judge, you know, under our sort of current system, a judge should be able to apply a sex offender registry as a sentence to someone. See, my problem with this is that it is a sort of ex post facto.
Well, no, you're applying it to sentences today. You're talking about if they were to apply it to people who'd been sentenced a few decades ago before the sex offender registry?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know if a judge stands in front, you know, when the judge...
It's part of the sentence.
Okay.
You have to be registered as a sex offender if you get convicted of sex crimes.
That is legislatively bound, not judicially bound. So what I would say is that the judge would have to say it. The judge has to say...
It's part of the sentencing.
You, sir or madam...
It's part of it.
I understand what you're saying, because the legislature has said so. But that's not how sentencing is supposed to work.
So you're saying...
Judges should have the latitude to decide whether or not that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know if they get to decide not to do it. I'm not sure about that.
And they absolutely should be able to.
But it is part of the sentence.
Because
855, 450, free, and the legislature does lay down sentencing guidelines for judges. Now, whether you agree with that or not, that's another question. There's more coming up here on this story. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Sex Offender Registry in Colorado has been found as unconstitutional federal judge saying it is cruel and unusual punishment. We'll share more about that story with you here tonight. In the studio, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Mark, you are sporting some fashion in the studio this evening. Our webcam viewers can see that over at cam.freetalklive.com. You've got a vest on.
I do. And
not just any old vest.
Happens to be bulletproof.
Yeah.
You can go get one at bulletblocker.com. They have all kinds of different garments there. It's a company created by an Army Ranger, a former Army Ranger, and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Well, now they have a huge selection of clothing, mostly sort of jackets and coats. I got the vest because I felt it was the most versatile of the garments there. It's something you can wear year-round. I generally don't understand vests. You know, like, why wear a vest for warmth?
Because you want to keep your trunk warm.
Yeah, but you want your arms cold?
No. You keep your core warm.
Yeah,
you got to
keep your core warm.
I get, you know, that's what they say. But have you ever, do you do that?
I actually was just wearing a vest last night, as a matter of fact.
I would never wear a vest otherwise, but I know
I
that other people
don't.
Do.
I normally don't, but I was out at doing a cop block DUI checkpoint, and it wasn't that cold, but I just wanted to make sure I didn't get cold, and so I put the, because you can always take layers off.
You can take layers off, and that's why I got it, because it's definitely a layer.
Yeah.
As opposed to sort of, you know, the garment that keeps you warm, it's a layer.
Yeah.
And that's why I got the vest.
Well, Mark, I know what you mean. You're a little more open. It's not, you're not completely surrounded, so you would just imagine that all the heat will escape, like, out of your armpits. But I think a vest sort of has the best of both worlds, because it will keep your core warm, but you get to have your arms exposed to the wind, so that's refreshing, while staying warm at the same time.
I'm glad that you vest people really understand vests. I'm not going to claim to understand them, but I do understand that people wear them.
Yeah.
Making the garment sort of, you know, security, airport security friendly. It passes in every way. It's the thinnest and lightest ballistic material available in today's market. It's very flexible and concealable. You can go get one at bulletblocker.com. That's not the kind of thing you get a second chance at. So consider getting something for the whole family. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we'll talk more about the sex offender registry being found unconstitutional in Colorado. Will that lead to towards similar verdicts in other states or regarding other states' sex offender registries? Let's go to Stefan in Ohio, though, first, calling on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I can tell you I'm certainly hoping it gets struck down in other states, because I've always viewed it as something that's cruel and unusual.
Oh, so you just support child molestation, don't you?
That's what I hear all the time, but what I think is people go to jail for these things. They already served their time.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it when they get out of jail, they are still treated as criminals?
Well, I think it's almost a tacit admission that the jails don't actually correct, right? Like they call them the department or the house of corrections or whatever. And they, you know, there's all kinds of recidivism rates out there for various different criminals. And so the suggestion is that, well, we know that our sitting you in this cage for 10 years or 5 years or however long it was isn't actually going to correct your issues. So we believe you're going to go reoffend. So therefore, we need to watch you like a hawk for the rest of your life.
Right. Yes. Idea. So when I did, you know, I did some time in prison.
9 years.
And, 8.5 years in Florida State Prison. And even then, I understood how messed up the system was. Now, my first, you know, thing that I would do is sort of split up the types of inmates.
Okay.
First off, you have people who are, you know, sex offenders. Why are they with the regular population?
What was the inmate slang for that down in Florida?
Well, there's no sex offender.
Up here, they call them rippers.
Or skinners.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's just terminology that people would use. A baby raper would be one of them.
Okay.
But they would use that often for anybody with a sex crime.
Right.
So
anybody with a statutory rape conviction would be a baby raper to those people?
Anything.
Yeah.
Any of those things. So anyway, the idea that a sex offender's in with regular population. If regular population is being corrected, would a sex offender be corrected in the same way? Is anyone so, obtuse to how humans are that you think that you're going to use the same method of correction on a arsonist, a rapist, and a murderer? I mean, does anyone think that?
Well, some would argue that you're keeping all criminals away from, you know, the general public.
Sure.
So
When you're in the state of Florida with 60 different prisons, it would be difficult to argue. Maybe if you're talking about Rhode Island, and I don't know how many prisons are in Rhode Island, or, you know, Vermont, which has a very small population generally, then you could say, oh, well, we only have this many houses of corrections, so we'd only have those sorts of things to do. But I always wondered, why would you take somebody who's in for drunk driving, vehicular manslaughter, and put them in with those folks? Why put the thieves in with the violent people? All these people need different sort of rehabilitation, if that's what it's comes down to. And I can tell you, prison has very little of that. But they need different things. So put them in different places and give them what they need. If you expect them, unless you are, Pollyannish to believe that you can take bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them badly, filled with other bad people, and then let them go and they'll be good. Because I don't think people will think that at all. I think what they think is, we'll take these bad people, we'll let them out, let them do something else, and then we'll get them again. We'll get them over and over for the rest of their lives because we're going to make them pay.
Punishment works, except it doesn't.
That's a good point you make there. I always thought, you know, for example, like a 30-year-old that's always trying to sleep with like 13, 14-year-old kids, you know, that to me is a mental issue. They don't need rehabilitation the same way other people do. You know, they find children attractive. I hear people all the time that say, well, oh, you know, you can't choose your sexuality. Well, these people are obviously sexually attracted to like teenagers. So in my opinion,
term for that is an amphibiophile.
You would probably need some sort of a therapist for that, or, you know, some other type of treatment. Wouldn't you agree?
You're certainly not going to get fixed by, you know, if that's a problem, you're not going to get fixed by just throwing them into your average prison. However, you know, I think that it's kind of interesting in modern society. It seems like we're trying to constantly push back the age of majority, the age to make a decision. What a 13 or 14-year-old would have been called, 10,000 years ago is a biological adult if they had that terminology.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who actually is attracted to teenagers, I will say that I don't think that there's anything unusual about it. I think there are plenty of adult males who find that to be the case. That's why you see an incredibly large amount of pornography that is targeted at that particular marketplace.
Well, you know, I guess it comes down to an issue. I had discussed this on a Thursday night before with Daryl as to, like, what the age of consent should be. And, you know, a lot of the time I'll hear, it just depends on the person.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are going to say, things like, it just depends. And I can't say anything but, it just depends.
Why people hate me, because I say that.
Here's my, statement on it is you need to be able to take care of yourself in order to be able to have sex, which means that you're creating another wife that you might have to take care of. So,
and the other consequences as well, you know, STDs, etc.
And teenagers can't take care of themselves. So
there's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks, Evan.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here as we continue. Your calls welcome about anything that's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Been thinking about doing some Bitcoin mining, or maybe you'd like to mine the new Bitcoin Cash instead. The decision is up to you, which one you choose, over at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and the website's super easy to use. You don't have to worry about the hassles of equipment upgrades, maintenance, you know, fixing things when it breaks and making sure that the server's working properly or whatever, you know, when you're actually doing the mining yourself. You'll let the professionals over at pool.bitcoin.com handle it, and all you have to do is put in an investment. And you get to choose the size and the duration of that investment. And then, like I said, there's an easy calculator tool there that'll help you do that and will help you hopefully predict what you might be able to make from this. Of course, it's always a changing situation. You can't really be sure. But you can try it out for yourself. As Mark and I have done over at pool.bitcoin.com. And if you do know what you're doing when it comes to mining, maybe you already have a mining rig that you've built for yourself that you have at your home or your office or something, and you want to join the pool over at pool.bitcoin.com, you can also do that. So it's up to you how you do it. Pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, sex offender registry in Colorado found to be unconstitutional, called cruel and unusual punishment. We'll give you some more quotes from the judge in the case in a few moments here. John's in Springfield, Missouri, listening to KWTO. Hey, John.
Hello, sir. It's like I enjoy your show, but just listening to it. You got a perfect perspective there. I agree with some of the things that you're saying and some of the things I don't.
That's okay.
Basically,
the stuff you don't agree with is more interesting. Please go ahead.
Well, the thing is, like, for example, I think it's like you need to be redefined what actually constitutes a sex offender. For example, it's like urinating against a tree in public. Okay, I've seen people with lives that have been absolutely destroyed by that. A drunk college frat boy who basically drunkenly wanders, you know what I'm saying, onto a playground and pees,
right.
You know what I'm saying, is not a sex offender. So I'm with you on that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that should basically be struck from the books. I do not believe that. And actually, you're going to take that person with that simple charge, you're going to take them down a path that is probably going to lead them to even worse things.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking them out of society and making it so they can't live nearby places.
You put a stigma on them for basically peeing in public. Ridiculous, okay? So, and I've actually seen this happen to guys. I've seen this happen to guys in the military, and it's just, the effect has been devastating. So that needs to be struck, and this is basically, at worst, it may be like lewd conduct at worst, but definitely not a sex offender. Now, as far as people like, you know, and should not be put on a registry. Now, for like violent offenders, you know what I'm saying? It's like true people, repeat offenders, people that actually have
rapists.
Definitely have a compulsion for it.
Yeah.
Rapists, you know, forcible rapists. Okay, definitely I think there should be a registry. However, for that, and as far as where we go with like housing is where people can live, once again, that's a tricky issue. Definitely away from playgrounds and schools, but I think when you totally deny people housing, what you're going to have is you're going to have, again, trailer parks. You have housing projects that actually foster and actually it's like as if you had a petri dish of bacteria. You know what I'm saying? You're having a petri dish of sex offenders that are actually going to propagate and promote their lifestyle. I don't think that you're really helping the situation. In that particular situation.
Right. The last thing you would want to do with somebody who has a, you know, sort of a criminalized, deviant sexual behavior is to stick them together with other people with a similar behavior so that they can, I don't know, roll around in vans and, like, work in teams. I mean, it's the stupidest notion, but that's what you end up with. This is democracy. Everybody gets a voice, and those voices all end up with the worst possible solution, and that's one of the reasons I don't like it.
Drug habit on top of that, so it's like, which is probably going to happen. So I would say yes, definitely still have a registry, but let's reserve that for the violent offenders, the true offenders, and let's leave the drunken frat boys off the registry. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to basically leave with that. Enjoy your show.
John, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
So the idea of, you know, he said forcible rape. And I'm not going to say I agree or disagree. I think that a registry, I understand why people want a registry. But, you know, rape is held up as this sort of singular crime in our society. And often, you know, the first thing we think, of course, is male on female crime when men tend to be. You know, males are...
There's also male on male.
Yeah.
And occasionally female on male.
If you include what goes on in prison and, you know, of course, young people and all that stuff, if you just include males, generally, some studies show more than half of the rape cases are against men. Or males, I should say. But, you know, going on with...
Male victim, male perpetrator.
Female perpetrators are a very small percentage. So... You know, when I think about this, though, so there's a victim and there's an assault that occurred. And it's a, you know, it's a terrible crime. But there are all kinds of terrible crimes that are committed. You know, murder comes to mind. Do we want a murder registry, too? Certain aggravated batteries, people are just beaten and beaten and beaten till bones are broken, faces are deformed and things like that. If we're going to have a registry, should we not have registries for everything? Mm. Where does this line get drawn, and why is it sex crimes?
Yeah, well, why not a murderer registry?
I can tell you this, is that when you're talking about the real live sex offenders and not people who are, you know, again, underage sex and, you know, all that stuff that that goes on, the real live sex offenders out there, it's difficult, you know, people understand naturally what the statistics are, and it's difficult to reform those folks.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dan is on the line in Arkansas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are y'all doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Well, about 15 years ago, I took a job at an adult video store.
Okay.
And I was just a clerk selling videos there, and I only worked there for about 3 days, but I decided I didn't want anything to have to do with it. Because every once in a while, the police would come in and they'd arrest the cashiers.
What?
And federally, pornography, I guess, is legal, but some cities and states outlaw it. And so work as a cashier there, you could be arrested, and then you'd call your boss, and they'd get you out. Anyway, but after so many times being arrested, then the judge would label you as register as a sex offender.
Well,
because you were working as a clerk at a store that sold sex toys or sex tapes or DVDs, you were a sex offender. Wow.
Exactly.
Is this statewide in Arkansas, or is this just the town or city?
Well, that was actually in Texas, in Dallas, Texas.
Yep. I remember in Texas they had a sex toy ban, female sex toy ban, I believe, or something like that. I don't know if they still do. They probably do.
I don't know. This was like 15 years ago, so.
Dan, anything else you want to share from your experience?
No, that's all I had to.
Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I thought he was going to say he wanted to quit just because of the customer base. Just meet all kinds of, I imagine you meet all kinds of interesting folk.
Yeah, I can totally understand why he would want to do it for that reason, too.
You can promote the agricultural industry by banning sex toys for women.
And how's that?
It's a cucumber joke.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. The guys in jail, when I was in jail, our block was nearby the, what they call the F block, the female block, and there was, you know, all kinds of stories. There's always lots of stories in jail. You know, how much of them are true, you really never know. But the old story was that they'd seen some of the girls in there using banana through the windows once upon a time. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to...
Never believe a story you hear in prison.
Charles in Joplin, Missouri. That's what I said. There's all kinds of stories. go ahead, Charles.
Hey, I think that there needs to be a different classification concerning what qualifies for the sex offender registry.
I want to hear more about it. Stand by. We're going to bring you back. You can explain that to us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Most of the girls in the F block you wouldn't have wanted to see doing that anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We're talking about the Sex Offender Registry in Colorado. It has been declared as unconstitutional because one judge, federal judge, says it's cruel and unusual punishment. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
By the way, you can join us online. Just head on down to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we give to you there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the industry who want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their sites. Ours is free. We give you archives and all kinds of different ways to get interactive, all of it gratis. But if you want to help support the show, there are ways to do that. One of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up. It's $5 a month, and it can be paid with PayPal, credit card, or even Bitcoin. And that gives you access to special perquisites like the ability to call the amp-only phone lines. You can subscribe to our amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does. We've also got the amp-only Facebook group, which is always busy. There's always some thread or multiple threads going on a daily basis there between listeners and hosts of the show. And then there's also the new Free Talk Live forum where you can get the Free Talk Live badge to show that you're a supporter of Free Talk Live on that forum if you're an amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. And we've changed around now the AMP goals, so I announced that via our email list this weekend. And the new goal, instead of being $10,000 a month, which is what it's been for 12 years, and we've never even gotten to 50% of that goal,
nope.
The new goal is now $3,000. We're at around $2,760, I think, last time I looked. And so once we hit $3,000, we'll do what we call an after show. We'll do a video version of an after show, uncensored, so it won't be on the radio. And then Free Talk Live amplifiers will be the ones who can download that after it's done. So we're going to do it live, probably to anybody who watches, and then later on, only amplifiers will have access to it. And we'll do that at 3,000, and then every 500 after that. So it'll be an ongoing kind of moving the goalposts sort of thing. And then once we hit $2,000 plus, so once we hit 5,000, so from 3 to 5,000, then we'll add in a permanent monthly after show for every 2,000. So at 5, 7, and 9, we'll add in guaranteed per month we're going to do this amount of after shows. So we're going to do it every 500 and a permanent one every 2000. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. So if you've loved the after shows that we've done, people have sort of been clamoring. We want an AMP-only kind of thing, and that's basically what we're trying to do here. So AMP-only content, after shows, and you can get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Get the perks. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Charles, in Joplin, Missouri, he says that he's got some ideas for the sex offender registry. Go ahead with your thoughts, Charles.
Yeah, I really feel like what they need to do is just change the laws a little bit, tweak it. For instance, if you're a teacher or if you're any kind of a psychiatrist or psychologist or someplace in leadership, in that type of role, I believe that sex offender registry makes sense. I believe if they take advantage of people in that kind of leadership role, I think...
You're talking about people where there's an imbalance of power, where somebody is, like, in charge of another person, basically, and then uses
I'm
that...
I'm really talking about, like, for instance, in Missouri right now, there is a young girl, she's 24, and she's now going through her court case now. She was a teacher in Monette, Missouri, actually. And, for instance, what's happening there is she was with a kid that was 17 years old. Not all the evidence is out yet, and all the things are being discussed yet. But if she really did do what they're saying she did, she should be on a sex offender roll, and she should serve some time. We should be able to send our kids to high school and to these schools and trust that the people who are teaching them aren't teaching them how to crawl in bed with them at the same time. I believe that that requires more of a strict punishment.
Now, I disagree with you on this. I would say that the worst that should happen to somebody in a situation like that is that they get fired, maybe blackballed from the profession and prevented from working in teaching again. But I'm sorry, I understand the argument is there's an imbalance of power there, and she could have given the child an F if he didn't sleep with her. But I suspect that many of these so-called victims were quite willing in what those teachers were doing.
I may agree with you, Ian. Hold on, before we go on, what about the call? I may agree with you, Ian, and I want to ask this to the caller. What about a college freshman? There are instances where 17-year-olds are going to college, but you're much more likely to see an 18-year-old. Is an 18-year-old that is lured into bed with a professor, much less qualified to make a decision, a sexual decision, and again, I think they're both unqualified, than a 17-year-old, would be my question. Caller.
Well, that's where I would kind of fall back on what the gentleman said a few minutes ago, which we don't have a big disagreement on something that he said, and then I fall back, you're asking me, is this, I feel like if you're over the age of 18 and you go off to college and you're out of the high school level and you're off to college and you decide to, under peer pressure or something, be manipulated in that way, you know, you need to be responsible for that. Now, I think the college, if they find that out and stipulations were put in place in order to get sexual favor, then I think those people should be fired, like you said. Now, in high school, elementary, wherever they may be, we as adults, I have 9 kids. I have 5 girls and 4 boys, and I have 4 still at home. And I can tell you as a parent, there's a lot of trust that goes into sending your kid to the school system. I mean, it's as much trust as believing that they're going to be safe and that the appropriate conditions will be set forth to make sure somebody doesn't show up with a gun and decide to kill a bunch of people. You know, we show some trust there. We pay taxes for it. We do all of those things. So if you're in high school and you're below the age of 18 years old, and if you're in high school at all, let's say you're in high school at all.
Because lots of high schoolers are above 18, right?
Yeah, if you're in high school, and let's say you're at 17, 18, 19, let's say you were held back a year, and you happen to be older, whatever. I think that those people should pay a price from the teacher's role.
That doesn't make any sense.
I totally agree.
That doesn't make any, it's not consistent at all. I mean, you're saying that an 18-year-old in college, she or he can have sex with their teacher and they should only get fired. But if an 18-year-old in high school does the same thing, then that person should go to prison?
Yeah, because here's the deal, and I think the stipulation should be just like I said. I don't think it's a double standard there. I know you'd like to say that maybe, but what I would say to you is this, that when you're in that type of leadership of teaching that age group, or any age group that still falls under the classification that I'm a junior, senior, sophomore, freshman, or whatever I am, those people need to be accountable, because if they'll do that with one, they'll do that with many others.
Oh, well, yeah. I imagine there's quite a few people. Look, I'm of the opinion that that a good percentage of males in America can be sweet-talked into, can be seduced into sex by a wanton and willing female, especially a young, attractive one. Would you agree with me on that?
No, I totally agree with you.
Right. Do you really want male teachers put into that position where female students have that kind of power over them, the power of incarceration?
Well, let me say this to you.
By the way, I'd never do this job.
But let me say this to you. In Missouri, they already make you sign a document if you're going to be a teacher. You're already signing a document that says all of those things that if you do this, if you do that at all, expect to be prosecuted. These people sign these things to be these teachers. So if they willingly know it, and if it's all out in front, then yes, I truly believe they should go up the creek on that one. Now, here's the other thing. I think that if you're below the age of 17, there is no stipulation ever that anyone from an older age older than 17 should ever be able to have sex or have an opportunity.
Wow, so you put a lot of people in prison then, huh?
You know that there are states in the United States where somebody who's 16 years old can make a decision to have sex, right?
Yeah, there legally. Is, but there are some states that they're not, and I'm talking about those more than I'm talking about the ones you're talking about. If I could make all states that way, I would say that would be my opinion there, too.
What should the punishment be for somebody who has sex with a 16-year-old in the states, by your viewpoint?
Well, I think it also matters the age, and that's what I was going to try to get to.
The age of the other person?
Yeah, let me say this. Let's say a person who has sex with anyone under the age of 17 happens to be 18.
Okay.
I believe it needs to be looked at and determined whether it was an act of violence, all of those things, because that age group is so close.
Sure.
But if you're talking someone 19, 20, 21, what I'm trying to say to you is
19 is a problem.
Right. So you're talking about 370 days apart in birthdays.
No, listen to this.
I'm listening.
I'm saying that, and I don't have the age groups down, but what I'm saying is that there needs to be a reasonable amount of consideration and understanding before they
write. The problem is once the machination of the judicial system kicks in, reasonable consideration is out the window. And I'm trying to do reasonable consideration now, and adults just, right here talking, can't seem to come to a conclusion as to what is acceptable and what isn't.
Charles, thanks for the call. I appreciate your perspective, even though I disagree with it. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.